This morning on WCHL, another major change is coming to University Mall.
Our store was just going to be downsized to a smaller store than we could afford to operate at the rent level that we were expected to pay.
Why is people so upset in Orange County when talking about recycling?
Now I want to take my business and home elsewhere just because we are overtaxed and I don't get the benefits.
And did we fool you yesterday? These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Cumber Road traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, Final Four hopes fell just short last night as Stanford overpowered the Carolina women late. Plus, UNC baseball snapped its six-game skid with a midweek non-conference victory. And
Larry Brown may be the oldest, but he's still one of the best.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL, 54 degrees this morning. It is really warm today. Sunshine, high today in the low 80s. Look for a really great day in the afternoon in particular. Franklin Street between Boundary Street to Deming Drive is currently closed due to down power lines. Chapel Hill Police report that a tree stuck a power pole at about 2:30 this morning. Power lines stretched across all lanes, shutting down the road in both directions. Crews are currently on the scene tending to that issue. We'll let you know when it gets cleared up. Again, that is Franklin Street all the way from Boundary down to Deming Drive, currently closed because of down power lines. And we'll keep you posted. Roses, located in University Mall, will close by the end of June after more than 40 years in that space. A company leader has confirmed. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
The discount retailer, which sells items such as clothing, accessories, and home furnishings, opened its U Mall location in 1973. Wilson Sawyer, president and chief operating officer of Roses Parent Corporation, Variety Wholesalers Incorporated of Henderson, North Carolina, said several circumstances prompted the decision to close the store. Sawyer said there was a, quote, big increase in rent for the space located off South Estes Drive across from the Harris Teeter, and U Mall operators decided to decrease the size of the store. As the lease with the shopping center ran out about a year ago, he said the choice to close made sense.
Our store was just going to be downsized to a smaller store than we could afford to operate at the rent level that we were expected to pay.
This development adds to the list of changes U-Mall has experienced recently. It was announced last year that Silver Spot Cinema would open in May 2015, replacing Dillard's. Construction on the new luxury 13-screen movie theater is set to begin this month. As part of a greater redevelopment plan for the shopping center, new leases signed in 2013 included Peacock Alley, Tri Sports, Fine Feathers, and Kidzu Children's Museum. Plaza Azteca, a Mexican restaurant, will join the dining options in 2014. The Roses in U Mall employs about 40 people. Sawyer said they are working to find the employees positions at nearby locations in Durham and Raleigh. Sawyer added the corporation is interested in opening another location in Chapel Hill.
We're always looking, so we don't have anything in, you know, specifically in mind, but we are always looking.
Variety Wholesalers Incorporated is a family-owned business that has been in operation since 1922. It has been listed in Fortune 500 magazine as one of the largest privately owned companies in the United States. The corporation operates approximately 400 stores in 16 states, including Maxway, Value Mart, Super Saver, Super 10, Bill's Dollar Store, and Super Dollar Stores. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:10. More news in just a moment.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
Hi, my name is Stephen Lair, and I'm the franchise owner for Homestead Senior Care in Chapel Hill. Homestead Senior Care provides non-medical in-home care for seniors, companionship, meal preparation, medication reminders, on up through personal care and bathing assistance for seniors all throughout Orange and North Chatham County. Well, what I want to talk about today is what I call the white elephant. A lot of the clients we serve have lost their spouses, and we see a huge trend among families and caregivers that we call the white elephant. If you've ever been around someone who's lost a loved one, you've undoubtedly seen the situation played out. Immediately following the loss, everybody offers their heartfelt condolences. A few brave souls may actually offer to reminisce with you about the person you lost, but once the appropriate grieving period has passed, no one mentions their name again. Maybe they're afraid of upsetting their loved one. Maybe they're actually afraid of upsetting themselves. But in both instances, the memory of the departed kind of falls into this conversational abyss that no one dares to broach. And in my mind, the only thing greater than the tragedy of losing the person you love is losing them twice. Imagine if you could never say your wife's name again. For many caregivers and families, avoiding sensitive topics seems like the compassionate thing to do, but in doing it, you actually deny the person you care about not just the joy of reminiscing, but in some cases, you actually deny them an important part of the grieving process. What we do is we encourage our caregivers not to be afraid of the white elephant. Engage the seniors in their life on things that are most important to them. Ask them about their favorite memories. If you close the door on an entire chapter of their life and refuse to talk about it, you'll never really get to know them as a person. Ask them about their wedding day. Ask them about dancing under the stars at the officers' club. Ask them about the hard times, about their biggest mistakes. Ask them about the thing that they love the most. Along the way, you'll hear an unbelievable story, and it's a story that they desperately want to tell you. Well, for more information on this and everything that we do, you can go to homeinstead.com, or you can call us up at 919-933-3300.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
54 degrees this morning in anticipation of a very warm day. WCHL News Time. 6:12. Some people are threatening to leave due to a proposed tax district for recycling pickup in Orange County. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
I loved Hillsboro in the past, but now I want to take my business and home elsewhere just because we are overtaxed and I don't get the benefits.
If it is a new tax, shouldn't we be allowed to vote on it?
I find the argument that us rural folk are lazy and won't recycle without the scheme disingenuous.
It's not a matter so much of the cost. It's a matter of principle.
Never mess with something that's working. These convenience centers are working. Leave them alone.
Those were just some of the comments from rural Orange County residents at Tuesday night's public hearing of the Board of Commissioners. The topic was a proposed service district for a curbside recycling pickup in unincorporated Orange County. That would replace an annual 3R fee of $38 that was added to property tax bills from 2004 until 2012. That was when the county discontinued the fee over concern about its legality. The tax district idea has sparked anger among some vocal residents of rural areas. They contend that they can take care of recycling themselves by carting it off to convenience centers, as they've been doing for a long time. Some speakers said they don't want to push big recycling bins down long, winding gravel driveways. Some insisted they don't want to pay for a service that they're not going to use. And some said they're already being taxed too much in Orange County. There were also some comments in favor of the service district.
I just want to speak to this idea that people can selectively choose the taxes that they want to pay or that they think benefit them. If that was the case in this country, we would not have a functioning society.
That's Tom Linden, a resident of the dense suburban Stone Ridge neighborhood of unincorporated Orange County. He says that 300 households in his area need and want curbside recycling. Terry Buckner lives on Yorktown Drive in Chapel Hill in the southern part of the county. She said her neighborhood gets forgotten a lot in this discussion.
We don't have access to the convenience centers that you all here in the north have. So for me, hauling my recycling to the convenience center is really quite an inconvenience, even though I am still paying for your convenience centers.
Such arguments did not sway rural residents such as Steve Hopper of Eflin.
Those with curbside recycling access, 57% are using it. In the rural areas without curbside recycling, 50% are doing it. That's 7% difference. You're going to spend how much money for 7%?
Commissioners must come up with a one-size-fits-all solution because state law mandates that a service district must be contiguous. Targeting curbside pickup to those that want it most is not an option. Mark Markopoulos, who's running this year against Commissioner Earl McKee for the District 2 seat, spoke at the hearing. He faulted commissioners for not opting to simply keep the 3R fee in place.
This worked very well until the county lawyer offered his opinion that based on a case involving Cabarrus County, the county might face a legal challenge on the fee.
He was referring to a decision by the North Carolina Supreme Court in August 2012, which struck down school facility fees in Cabarrus County. Orange County took that as a precedent that invalidated county government fees if they were not approved by the General Assembly. Bonnie Hauser, who's running against Chairman Barry Jacobs for his at-large seat, also spoke at the hearing. She said that while she is not a resident of the proposed tax district, she cares about the issue.
There is no option that I can see that takes me down a path of the service district tax as a fairer, equitable solution for the county.
It was the second of two public hearings about the recycling district. Commissioners could make a decision at the April 15 meeting to be held at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill, starting at 7 p.m. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
As the March 31st deadline for Americans to enroll in health care has come and gone, early estimates indicate that more than 7 million Americans successfully signed up for coverage despite problems and long wait times. Sherry Hay, UNC Family Medicine Director of Community Health Initiatives, says her department and community partners have been working to help locals sign up for health care since open enrollment under the Affordable Care Act began on October 1st of last year. On Monday, Hay says UNC Family Medicine was still taking calls and answering people's questions about enrolling for health care.
Through the month of March, we've been trying to do a variety of events, some more global type of community events with other partners such as UNC General Internal Medicine and others in the community, to scheduling patients around their medical appointment here at Family Medicine to see a certified application counselor.
The last-minute rush before Monday's deadline at midnight was a headache for some, as people reported call wait times of more than 2 hours and constant glitches with the healthcare.gov website. Such problems have plagued the system since it debuted.
During these tight times when we're all dependent on the system, it is really frustrating. People were frustrated by that when it didn't operate as it should.
Still, federal officials estimated that about 2 million Americans were able to successfully enroll in the 2 weeks leading up to the deadline. According to data released in February, Hay says it was estimated that more than 200,000 North Carolinians had enrolled through the federal health care exchanges. In 2013, 1.5 million people in North Carolina were uninsured.
It's been an interesting change in health care, one of the biggest in decades. There was no state agency necessarily deemed the agency to be responsible for the change.
All people, with few exceptions, are required to have health insurance. People who are already covered by health insurance through a private provider are not required to change coverage. Citizens who can afford health insurance but did not purchase it by the March 31st deadline will be fined $95. However, the enrollment period has been extended for those who began the application but were not able to finish.
And the administration did release that if someone had started the process by midnight, they will have till April 15th. To complete the process.
Now that this open enrollment period has ended, Hay says UNC Family Medicine and its partners will regroup, assess what went well and what didn't in helping to get people signed up, and focus on the next open enrollment, which begins in November and runs through February of next year. There is no known campaign to place Ellie Kinnaird on the November ballot as a write-in candidate for Orange County Sheriff. This year's April Fool's story on WCHL Get You. Do you remember last year's story involving the combination of Chapel Hill and Carborough? Car Hill? You can find a link to that story as well by clicking the link to yesterday's story. We'd like to say a special thank you to Commissioner Mark Dornison for playing along and to Ellie Kinnaird for being such a good sport in our annual April Fool's Day prank. It is 6:19 at WCHL. Staring in the face of Rand Norton this morning as we get ready for an early traffic report from Mr. Northam, because we have some problems on Franklin Street. Rand, tell us what's going on.
Yeah, the worst news of that is that the problems are going to continue for quite some time today. It was a single vehicle accident. I just spoke with the watch commander over at Chapel Hill Police. Non-life-threatening injuries reported in that, but the Franklin Street area that is closed right now is going to be closed until at least 12 noon and possibly until 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Wow.
That's how bad it was. There are power lines in the road right now, and Duke Energy crews are on scene trying to get that cleaned up as quickly as possible. but they are Duke is reporting to Chapel Hill Police that it could be until at least noon and possibly until 3 o'clock this afternoon before that road is completely opened again.
That's so, a very high traffic area.
It certainly is. So if you plan to go in that direction today, certainly seek an alternate route because, A, you're not going to be able to get through it, and even if they do open up one lane or something like that, it's going to be very, very slow going in that area. And best to avoid the area to allow those crews to get their job done as well and get it done safely so they don't have to worry about cars coming through.
We're talking about up the hill on the East Franklin Street going toward downtown or the other way. I mean, all the lanes are blocked.
Both
right?
directions are blocked. It's really bad there right now. So But thankfully, there were no life-threatening injuries in that accident. It was a single-vehicle accident, but it's going to cause some problems in that area for a little bit.
Wow. Well, thanks a lot, and we'll have another report on that coming up just a little while here. WCHL Rand will let you know if anything changes.
That's right.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you in just a little while here. And time now for WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter weather. It is rather warm this morning. We'll tell you all about that in just a moment here. The forecast brought to you by Fifth Season Gardening in Carpenter. Everything you need to grow, brew, and make your own, including a new nursery stocked with fruit trees, cold, hardy tropicals, and many other unique plants you're not going to find elsewhere in the area. Fifth Season, not your garden variety gardening store. It is 54 degrees in Chapel Hill. Sunny skies today. High today in the low 80s. Tonight partly cloudy with a low in the low 50s. And then tomorrow mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of sprinkles. Our high tomorrow, about 80 degrees. So really warm weather for at least a couple of days here, and I don't know about you, but I kind of like it. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. We do not have good news to report this morning about the North Carolina women's basketball team. You may have gone to bed because this game was a late one. It started after 9 o'clock. Fourth seeded North Carolina women fell to second seeded Stanford 74-65 last night. Of course, they were having to play in Stanford's home court, coming up one round short of the Final Four, one game. And they finished the season with a 27-10 record. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on Carolina women's basketball.
Orange will drive against McDaniel, misses the layup, and Gray tips it away from the All-American. Outlet pass to Diamond and Shields, who slices to the paint, kicks it back out to Gray, who steps in for a 10-footer and scores. Alicia Gray cannot be stopped.
That was Walter Storhold of the Tar Heel Sports Network with the call. Alicia Gray and the Tar Heels raced out to a 22-9 lead in the first half thanks to some hot perimeter shooting. At the intermission, Carolina held a 36-30 advantage over Stanford. Gray totaled 15 points, making 6 of her 8 attempts from the floor. The second half wasn't as favorable to the Tar Heels. The fouls started piling up and the shots stopped falling. And the Cardinal took full advantage by going on a 12-0 run and gaining their first lead since it was 2-0 in the first half at 43-42 with 15 minutes to go. But credit the Tar Heels, wanting desperately to earn a Final Four reunion with head coach Sylvia Hatchell, for continuing to battle on, even reclaiming the lead with this clutch make by freshman Jessica Washington with 3:50 remaining in the game.
Deep shot from Roof is no good. Long rebound by Jessica Washington. She'll pull up for three. Got it from the top of the key. Tar Heels back in front, 63-62.
Sloppy turnovers and missed opportunities characterized the waning minutes for the Tar Heels, however, as things started to unravel and Stanford pulled away, booking a Final Four meeting with undefeated Connecticut on Sunday. Gray led the scoring charge for Carolina with 19 points, while Stanford senior Shanae Ajumake led her team with 20 points. DeShields was visibly nowhere near 100% following a bevy of injuries, but the banged-up Tar Heel fought admirably, finishing with 13 points despite her ailments, putting a damper on her usual explosive skills. There were no tears in the locker room for the Tar Heels, though. Optimism ran supreme, and for good reason. Carolina has no seniors. Everybody is returning, and this time they'll have Coach Hatchell back at the helm. Storholt sums up the bright future of the Tar Heels in fine fashion.
Diamond and Shields gets a tap on the back from Andia Bryant. Latifah Coleman's frustrated. But the good news is that all these Tar Heels will be back. No seniors on the squad. As you know, it's a freshman-led team. The juniors will be seniors next year, and this team will have a lot to look forward to over the next couple of years. They proved that here in this tournament.
Matt Oaks, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
So, disappointment for the Carolina women's basketball team coming up just one game short of making it to the Final Four, but a lot of encouragement for the future. Again, that score last night, Stanford 74, North Carolina 65. Tar Heels are out, but what a season it has been. Carolina's baseball team got a win yesterday over UNC Wilmington, 625. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz.
BASF. With just the right chemistry, we can build more while using less. BASF knows how. To learn more, visit WeCreateChemistry.com. This is Charles Osgood. I wish I could say Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is coming up, but I didn't get that assignment. Our CBS News colleague Elaine Quijano did. Elaine and the Chocolate Factory, after this.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
There are a lot of complicated things in life, rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing auto owners insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owners agency. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com. Auto owners insurance, the no problem people. What do Tacoma and Topeka have in common? Well, both start with a T and have six letters, but there's something else, says Elaine Quijano.
The Mars family first began making candy more than 100 years ago in a kitchen in Tacoma, Washington. Now the company, which was recently named one of Fortune magazine's best companies to work for, is also starting a new chapter in its history.
On the outskirts of Topeka, Kansas, some familiar faces welcome visitors to their brand new home. A 500,000-square-foot facility with an aroma that can turn grown-ups into children.
Brett Spangler, the site manager, showed Elaine around the plant.
What is that smell we're smelling in here?
That's the wonderful aroma of chocolate.
While the company makes many of the candy bars we all grew up with, from Milky Way to Twix to Three Musketeers, this $270 million factory has been built to produce its two best sellers, Peanut M&Ms and Snickers.
You can buy all the Mars products you crave, but you can't buy any Mars stock. The Mars Global Empire is still very much a family business, though it earned an estimated $33 billion in 2012.
Victoria Mars is the great-granddaughter of the man who started Mars and the chairwoman of the board.
As a private business, we can think long-term. It's about what is good for the future, not about what's the right decision for the next quarter.
How sweet it is. The big vat in the next room, I mean.
In the chocolate room, a giant vat mixes more than 132,000 pounds of chocolate each workday.
Elaine Quijano and the Chocolate Factory. Thanks, Elaine. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Meet the brokers at Weaver Street Realty. Bill Mullen and Don Bassnight are both native Chapel Hillians who have seen our town through a half century of change. Louise Barnum moves easily from muddy boots to city shoes in her pursuit to meet her clients' needs. Jay Parker is the broker in charge, having developed a loyal client base over 30 years. Gary Phillips and Clayton Nell are the oldest and youngest members of the team, combining experience and intelligence for a fresh perspective. And Crystal Fisher is the savvy specialist for first home buyers. Check them all out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
Having a nice lawn is not impossible.
Our mission at Landscape Logic is to help you discover the possibilities for your landscape. We'll evaluate your landscape, prioritize your needs so that you can make a decision based on practicality or economics. We are qualified and committed to giving you the direction and care you need to create a finished and kept look for your landscape.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to visit LandscapeLogicNC.com. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Heather James Massage Therapist. It's half off. A $70 massage, available now for $35. Heather James is a certified massage therapist, and it's her goal to make the highest quality massage as accessible and convenient as possible. Choose from many options, including Swedish, deep tissue, hot stone, and many more. Treat yourself to a massage or gift one for mom this Mother's Day. It's half off from Heather James Massage Therapist. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Tired of the bros partying every night? Let Louise Beck Properties help you find some peace and quiet with a new home or rental in Chapel Hill or Durham. With our expertise, we can find you the perfect place to get some rest. For more information, visit louisebeckproperties.com.
All right, it is 6:30 at WCHL. Here we are, Wednesday morning, can you believe it? Time now for your Chapel Hill weather. It is brought to you by Sturdivant's Tire Pros in Chapel Hill. Visit 942tire.com, or you can give them a call at 942tire.com. Sturdivant's Tire Pros, 942tire, that's the phone number. You don't have to put a .com on it. What in the world am I thinking? It is 54 degrees, sunshine today, high today in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the low 50s. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies. Still just a 20% chance of a little light rain tomorrow. And the high tomorrow, up about 80 as well. So really, a couple of warm days in a row. Then on Friday, it's going to be warm too, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of showers in the afternoon. Also kind of breezy on Friday afternoon. But the high, again, about 80 degrees. Pretty good weather, don't you think? Everything working out just fine.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
A quake in Chile off the northwest coast. Came in at magnitude 8.2. Five people are dead. There are landslides. Fires have taken out a number of businesses. Thousands of customers have lost power. In Santiago, reporter Sam Edwards.
The most serious thing at the moment is that around 300 prisoners from a women's prison escaped during an evacuation of a prison. And although a handful have been captured, most of them are still at large.
A tsunami of about 6 feet in height struck the Chilean coast. Now, this will roll across the Pacific to Hawaii and might be about a foot high at that point.
It's traveled through the Pacific Ocean. We are expecting it to arrive in Hawaii starting about 3:24 in the morning.
It's less than 3 hours, according to the Tsunami Warning Center's Brian Shiro.
That's for the first wave. A tsunami is a series of waves, so we've been saying that the hazard could last sometime from about 3 to 8 in the morning.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:32 at WCHL, 54 degrees, really warm day, lots of sunshine in the way. I'm Ron Stutz. A problem this morning with traffic, Franklin Street between Boundary Street and Deming Drive is currently closed because of down power lines and might not reopen until at least the middle of the day. The Chapel Hill Police report that a car struck a power pole at about 2:30 this morning. The driver of the vehicle sustained non-life-threatening injuries. Power lines stretched across all lanes, shutting down the street in both directions. Duke Energy crews are currently on the scene tending to the issue, but they told the Chapel Hill Police that the road might not be reopened until between 12 noon and 3 p.m. Now, that is a very high-traffic area, a lot of people driving on it every day. That's Franklin Street, East Franklin Street, between Boundary Street and Deming Drive, down near Estes Drive. And it's a pretty good stretch there. A lot of traffic both ways. Traffic closed both ways because of down power lines. A car struck a power pole at about 2:30 a.m. They might not get that reopened until at least the middle of the day. So by all means, avoid that area today when you're traveling. Roses, located in University Mall, will close by the end of June after more than 40 years in that space. A company leader has confirmed that to WCHL. Rachel Nash has more on the story.
The discount retailer, which sells items such as clothing, accessories, and home furnishings, opened its U Mall location in 1973. Wilson Sawyer, president and chief operating officer of Rose's parent corporation, Variety Wholesalers Incorporated of Henderson, North Carolina, said several circumstances prompted the decision to close the store. Sawyer said there was a, quote, big increase in rent for the space located off South Estes Drive across from the Harris Teeter, and U Mall operators decided to decrease the size of the store. As the lease with the shopping center ran out about a year ago, he said the choice to close made sense.
Our store was just going to be downsized to a smaller store than we could afford to operate at the rent level that we were expected to pay.
This development adds to the list of changes U-Mall has experienced recently. It was announced last year that Silver Spot Cinema would open in May 2015, replacing Dillard's. Construction on the new luxury 13-screen movie theater is set to begin this month. As part of a greater redevelopment plan for the shopping center, new leases signed in 2013 included Peacock Alley, Tri Sports, Fine Feathers, and Kidzoo Children's Museum. Plaza Azteca, a Mexican restaurant, will join the dining options in 2014. The Roses in U Mall employs about 40 people. Sawyer said they are working to find the employees positions at nearby locations in Durham and Raleigh. Sawyer added the corporation is interested in opening another location in Chapel Hill.
We're always looking, so we don't have anything in, you know, specifically in mind, but we are always looking.
Variety Wholesalers Incorporated is a family-owned business that has been in operation since 1922. It has been listed in Fortune 500 magazine as one of the largest privately owned companies in the United States. The corporation operates approximately 400 stores in 16 states, including Maxway, Value Mart, Super Saver, Super 10, Bill's Dollar Store, and Super Dollar Stores. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Some people are even threatening to leave Orange County because of a proposed tax district for recycling pickup. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on the story.
I loved Hillsboro in the past, but now I want to take my business and home elsewhere just because we are overtaxed and I don't get the benefits.
If it is a new tax, shouldn't we be allowed to vote on it?
I find the argument that us rural folk are lazy and won't recycle without the scheme disingenuous.
It's not a matter so much of the cost, it's a matter of principle.
Never mess with something that's working. These convenient centers are working, leave them alone.
Those were just some of the comments from rural Orange County residents at Tuesday night's public hearing of the Board of Commissioners. The topic was a proposed service district for a curbside recycling pickup in unincorporated Orange County. That would replace an annual 3R fee of $38 that was added to property tax bills from 2004 until 2012. That was when the county discontinued the fee over concern about its legality. The tax district idea has sparked anger among some vocal residents of rural areas. They contend that they can take care of recycling themselves by carting it off to convenience centers, as they've been doing for a long time. Some speakers said they don't want to push big recycling bins down long, winding gravel driveways. Some insisted they don't want to pay for a service that they're not going to use, and some said they're already being taxed too much in Orange County. There were also some comments in favor of the service district.
I just want to speak to this idea that people can selectively choose the taxes that they want to pay or that they think benefit them. If that was the case in this country, we would not have a functioning society.
That's Tom Linden, a resident of the dense suburban Stone Ridge neighborhood of unincorporated Orange County. He says that 300 households in his area need and want curbside recycling. Terry Buckner lives on Yorktown Drive in Chapel Hill in the southern part of the county. She said her neighborhood gets forgotten a lot in this discussion.
We don't have access to the convenience centers that you all here in the north have. So for me, hauling my recycling to the convenience center is really quite an inconvenience, even though I am still paying for your convenience centers.
Such arguments did not sway rural residents such as Steve Hopper of Eflin.
Those with curbside recycling access, 57% are using it. In the rural areas without curbside recycling, 50% are doing it. That's 7% difference. You're going to spend how much money for 7%?
Commissioners must come up with a one-size-fits-all solution because state law mandates that a service district must be contiguous. Targeting curbside pickup to those that want it most is not an option. Mark Markopoulos, who's running this year against Commissioner Earl McKee for the District 2 seat, spoke at the hearing. He faulted commissioners for not opting to simply keep the 3R fee in place.
This worked very well until the county lawyer offered his opinion that based on a case involving Cabarrus County, the county might face a legal challenge on the fee.
He was referring to a decision by the North Carolina Supreme Court in August 2012, which struck down school facility fees in Cabarrus County. Orange County took that as a precedent that invalidated county government fees if they were not approved by the General Assembly. Bonnie Hauser, who's running against Chairman Barry Jacobs for his at-large seat, also spoke at the hearing. She said that while she is not a resident of the proposed tax district, she cares about the issue.
There is no option that I can see that takes me down a path of the service district tax as a fair or equitable solution for the county.
It was the second of two public hearings about the recycling district. Commissioners could make a decision at the April 15 meeting to be held at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill starting at 7 p.m. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
If you're just waking up this morning, I want to let you know what happened with women's basketball last night. North Carolina women lost to Stanford 74-65 last night, coming up just one victory short of a trip to the Final Four in Nashville. They were playing out in Stanford, California. Very hard task because they were playing Stanford on Stanford's home court. And the final score, once again, 74-65. But what a season for these Carolina women, and they're all back. They will have a chance to go at it again next season, and who knows what's going to happen. We want to salute the Carolina women's basketball team for a really good season. Came up a little short of the Final Four, but gosh, they went a lot farther than any other team around here went, that's for sure. We're talking about all around North Carolina, all around the Atlantic Coast Conference. I mean, Carolina women's basketball, great shape. Coach Sylvia Hatchell will be back next season, and so will all these players. And some more good ones coming in, as always. 640 at WCHL. Coming up next, we have today's commentary on the way from Brian Thornburg.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, I've got two teenagers, so...
So you want to save money?
Desperately.
Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families gives you 10 gigabytes of data to share and unlimited talk and text on four lines, all for $160 a month with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network. Now, do your teens download much?
Obsessively.
Do they talk and text a lot?
Constantly.
You also get a $100 bill credit for every line. There's even plans for up to 10 lines. Sound good?
Insanely.
AT&T. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Come in now and get the Galaxy Note 3 with 5.7-inch Full HD Super AMOLED display. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing is for four phones on AT&T Mobile Share Value with no annual contract. Additional charges for extra devices. Credit offer ends March 31st. Activate new line and remain in good standing to receive credit within 3 months. Other charges and restrictions apply. 4G LTE availability varies. Visit a store for details.
April is County Government Month. In celebration, Orange County is hosting an expo at University Mall on Friday, April 4th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. More than two dozen Orange County departments will set up booths stocked with information and giveaways. Take a tour of emergency services and police vehicles. Learn about county services. Meet the employees who take pride in providing quality customer service to the residents of Orange County. Ron Stutz and the WCHL Chapelboro team will be there, and we hope you will too. Come on over to University Mall on Friday, April 4th between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. for the Orange County Expo.
Hey, Leonardo da Vinci, the Mona Lisa, she's a great success. But how did you get her to smile like that?
Oh, Michelangelo, it's obvious. I sent her to the Breadmans.
Breadmans on Rosemary Street?
Sure, they've got the great food with breakfast all day and low prices. You can't go in there and not come out a smiling.
Guess I better head to Breadmans today.
Today?
Yeah, they got me painting the ceiling for the next 4 years.
Oh, bummer.
Breadmans Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
What, you think we only like a pizza?
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning, it is 54 degrees, 642 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Brian Thornburg. I don't know about you, but I really take water for granted. Owasa does such a good job keeping our water clean and flowing, I rarely think about that water gets to my family's tap when I turn on the faucet. The truth is, most of our water comes to us in the form of rain running to creeks and lakes. Cane Creek and the University Lake watersheds collect up rainwater, Owasa cleans and filters it, and then distributes it out to us. I also know that runoff rainwater from our streets is collected too, because there's a notice on the sewage grate on my curb, along with a cute picture of a fish. The notice says that we shouldn't put anything bad in the sewage grate because the water flowing through this grate flows directly to the lake. This picture of natural rain flowing in rivers and lakes and then making it to our household taps is mighty comforting. Until we start talking about the coal ash spill on the Dan River just north of us in Rockingham County. Tons of burnt ashes from an old Duke Energy coal-fired power plant have flowed out of a mishandled holding dump, and now 70 miles of the Dan River has been coated in a toxic sludge. Duke Energy seems to be trying really hard to avoid having to clean up the mess because it's going to be really expensive and it may keep them from making good stock returns for its investors. Our elected officials should be looking out for us, but that doesn't seem to be happening in a state where the governor worked for Duke Energy for 28 years and Duke Energy put up a lot of the money to help get him and some of our current legislature elected. Now, I know that the Dan River doesn't supply our water, but Duke Energy works in our backyard too. They have a monopoly monopoly on providing electricity to us, and so many others now that Duke Energy and Progress Energy were allowed to merge into one huge utility. The monopoly should be granted with the understanding that the company works in our collective best interests and not just for the investors of the company. Just a couple of phone calls or emails to your representatives, including the governor, saying you prefer Duke Energy gets this mess cleaned up now, will help move this bad situation toward a more sensible end. And do it before you pour that next clean glass of water from your tap. I'll drink to that. This is Brian Thornburg.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHS.
This is Roy Williams, and thanks, Ron Stutz. You've done a great job of waking everybody up in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. After you wake them up, you've probably put them to sleep again, but congratulations.
Well, thank you, Coach. 6:45 at WCHL. Let's talk a little round ball. Before we get to your show, let's talk about Carolina women. Last night, unfortunately, Carolina lost last night to Stanford 74-65 out in Stanford, California. So the season is all over now. Tar Heels finished with a 27-10 record. But if Carolina had been able to win that game, they would have made it all the way to the Final Four, which would have been a remarkable accomplishment. Heck, it was a remarkable accomplishment to get as far as they did. 74-65, Stanford over North Carolina last night. All the details coming up during our next sportscast on WCHL. Just wanted to let you know that if you're just waking up this morning and wondering what happened, that unfortunately is what happened. Stanford won 74-65. But a good season for the Carolina women's basketball team, and certainly a great future on the way because all those players are back.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
The Tar Heels are moving into the offseason where players work hard to improve their game and improve their bodies with extensive strength and conditioning work. Roy Williams has had plenty of examples through his now 26 years as a head coach of players dramatically improving their physical stature.
I really have had a lot of guys. Eric Pauly ended up starting for us at center for 2 years as a JUCO player at Kansas and came in, was really thin, and by the time he left 2 years later, he was really a good, strong rebounder, defender, shot blocker around the rim. Sean May is the one that comes to mind. I mean, my first year, the body that Sean had and how hard he worked after that first year would be a guy that comes to mind immediately. And I think, you know, you don't tell it as much because he is a smaller guy, but Marcus Page really works very hard and is trying to make himself bigger and stronger. And
what would your child do if your smoke detector sounded in the middle of the night? Young children are at the greatest risk in house fires because they often try to hide under a bed or in a closet. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent urges you to join their fire safety program. Operation Edith, plan and practice an exit drill in the home. It could save your child's life.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
As you heard William say before the break, Marcus Page is one example of a current Tar Heel who has improved his physique. Bryce Johnson is another Williams would like to see a big jump from.
Had a conversation with Bryce. You've got 2 years now. You need to grow up. You're no longer a little boy. You've got to devote some time to it and make your body much better. But we've had a lot of guys that have done some really nice things.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Kennedy makes another good example of a guy who's worked really hard to shed some weight and to get himself in better condition as well. And, you know, that situation's probably going to get better as well. 6:49 at WCHL. Coming up, we'll take a quick look at your traffic and weather together. And there are some problems on Franklin Street today. We'll tell you all about that. We also have celebrity birthdays, Freddie Conger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero.
Oh, wow. Look at these pictures of mom and dad from college. Those glasses are frightening.
If you're considering LASIK surgery, check out the experienced team at the UNC Kittner Eye Center.
No kidding. Those glasses are enormous.
We offer the highest quality laser solutions and the best technology available.
Kind of makes you wonder what we'll look like when we're their age.
Call us to schedule a screening today. 30 years from now, you may very well thank us again. The UNC Kittner Eye Center. Call 919-445-2020 or visit us at unci.org.
Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been in business since 1907 and been here in downtown Carrboro since 1923. We've always strived to provide you with the three most valuable things in the construction supply business: competitive prices, excellent customer service, and top quality building products. That's our goal to you. So please stop by to see just why Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been going strong for over a century. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate your business. Here comes Fitch.
The Kennedy Dental Group has relocated to brand new offices in the former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, Richard Wagner, and Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. Visit their brand new offices at 1721 East Franklin Street or go to KennedyDentalGroup.com.
Good morning. It is 6:50, 10 minutes until 7 o'clock WCHL. Time now for your traffic and weather together. And traffic brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. We have some problems this morning with traffic, and here is Rand Norton to tell you all about them.
Yeah, thank you, Ron. A single vehicle accident at 2:30 this morning with non-life-threatening injuries has taken down a power pole and taken down power lines. Power lines stretching across Franklin Street, and both directions are closed right now because of that, and that is between Boundary and Deming. Looking at the map, that's a big, big stretch of roadway right there on Franklin Street, a major roadway, of course, but a big stretch of the road that is closed because of that. So if you usually head in that direction, if that's your usual route, seek an alternate route today because it's going to save you a lot of time by going somewhere else because you're just not going to be able to get through.
That goes from Boundary, which is nearly downtown, and exactly. Then Deming, which is down near Estes Drive. So
that's right.
Not far at all.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a long distance. But.
Yeah, exactly. And could be closed until 12 to 3 today, sometime in between there, says Duke Energy. So it's going to be a long day in that area. 15501 northbound between Ephesus Church Road and I-40, also seeing a delay this morning. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right, Rand, we'll hear from you in just a little while, and certainly that's going to cause a lot of problems for a lot of people today.
That it will.
Coming up, we have celebrity birthdays on the way in WCHL. First of all, your Chapel Hill Carver weather brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. 54 degrees, sunshine today. Look for a high today in the low 80s. My goodness. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the low 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of light rain in the afternoon. And the high tomorrow, about 80 as well. Good weather for at least a couple of days and probably a little bit longer than that, actually. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Yep, got a whole bunch of these this morning, and I'm going to start with Leon Russell, the master of space and time. Leon Russell is 72 years old today, been around a long time making some great music. Jazz musician Larry Coryell, 71 years old today. Actress Linda Hunt, 69. Emmylou Harris is 67 years old today. Actress Pamela Reed is 65. Dave Robinson, a member of the Cars, a rock and roll band, 61 years old today. Actor Christopher Maloney is 53. Country singer Billy Dean, 52 years old today. Rock musician Greg Camp, 47. Rosalind Sanchez, 41 years old today. Beautiful actress. Let's see. Adam Rodriguez, 39. Michael Fassbender, also an actor, 37 years old today. Actress Bethany Joy Lenz, 33. Singer Lee DeWise, who was once a winner of American Idol on TV, 28 years old today. And Aaron Kelly, also famous because of American Idol. I don't remember him. 21 years old today. Some local celebrities celebrating birthdays. Merrill Canford, Lynn Lapater, Ann Archer has a birthday today, as does Craig Baxter, Carol Kennedy, Lori Sparrow, Norris Gullick, Greg Lewis, Lou Borman. Happy birthday, Lou. Hope it's a good one for you. And our birthday winner of the day, all-around nice guy, Mark Siviuk. Mark Siviuk, real estate guy and all-around good citizen. Mark Siviuk has a birthday. He is our birthday winner. He gets a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. Congratulations, Mark. Thank you very much for everything you do. Mark Siviuk, happy birthday. It is Wednesday, and time now for trivia on WCHL. Here's Freddie Cogger.
Thank you very much.
Freddie, I'm going to lie down for a minute, if you don't mind.
I think that might be an appropriate thing. Are you okay?
Okay. All right. I'm going to lie down and take a nap while you...
That's the strip. Eyelids are getting
I keep
heavy.
Coughing. I cannot stop. Every day I come in here and...
How about you drinking fluids?
Got a little tickle in my throat.
You doing fluids?
Yeah, yeah. All the fluids I can. You know, all I drink lots of water.
And then you're laying down?
Drink lots
of... Eyelids are getting heavy.
Yeah, okay. You going to hypnotize me now?
Hey, I don't know how to do that stuff. I mean...
No, neither do I. I'm glad. I wouldn't want to do it accidentally and then not be able to wake him up.
You will lay an egg.
I've laid an egg many times.
Yeah, if anybody's ever in public speaking, we've all done that once or twice.
And you don't have to clap your hands for that to happen either.
No. Today's category is showing that we are indeed multicultural, that we are worldly and global.
Oh, really? Are we?
Well, we're going to do cooking.
Okay.
You know, that's one of my strong suits.
Oh, yeah. As long as it's Uncle Ben's converted rice. That's about it, folks.
Yeah, that's it.
Maybe boil some hot dogs on the stove.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, we're doing a cooking question.
Although I've never personally seen you do that.
Yeah.
Just the rice.
Here we go. You okay over there?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Right. What dessert?
Need some water.
What dessert consists of beaten egg whites, sugar, and cream of tartar?
Okay.
Do you know what that is? What dessert consists of beaten...
Sorry. Beaten egg whites.
Beaten egg whites, and cream sugar, and cream of tartar or tartar.
Okay.
Tartar. Give us a call at 919-929-WCHL.
I
whip this stuff up all the time.
And you do?
Nah.
Call if you know the answer. Let us know.
And it has nothing to do with Uncle Ben's.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Gene Medler is the founder and the engine behind the North Carolina Youth Tap Ensemble. He's today's WCHL Hometown Hero. Here's Michelle Lynn.
Gene is an amazing person in this community for what he's done for the arts and for what he's, especially for the arts and young people. He had an idea 30 years ago. He wanted to bring up the level of dance offerings, tap dance in particular, that was offered to young dancers. And he created the Children's Tap Company, which has become the North Carolina Youth Tap Ensemble. What Gene started 30 years ago has trained hundreds of dancers, some of whom have gone on to amazing careers professionally, like Michelle Doran.
Gene Medler has been a WCHL hometown hero in years past, but what he does for these kids is just amazing.
He's an incredible role model for kids, an incredible mentor. He really helps kids find their passion, really grow as artists and grow as people. They learn how to mentor each other, how to work with each other, how to be professional artists, and just really to be good people.
Gene Medler's North Carolina Youth Tap Ensemble has performed literally all over the world.
They really set the standard for youth tappers in the country. So I think it's a combination of really what he's been able to get from these kids as far as their level of professionalism and artistry, but moreover, just because he's a really nice, caring, amazing person who does this also volunteer, completely from the heart that he just does for his love of art and his love of young people. And I feel fortunate that my son has had this opportunity and so many other children in this community have the opportunity. Ken, you can make a donation, but it's all free of charge, and I just think he's an amazing person.
Our thanks to Michelle Lynn for the nomination, and congratulations, and thank you to Gene Medler, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru, but we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, congratulations. Congratulations to Walter Holt, who came called in with the answer to the question this morning. Those ingredients Freddie mentioned, that makes meringue, and Walter Holt says he can do that. We had a total of 16 people who knew the answer to the question. Walter was the first one to get in. Walter gets Swap Trip Prize and also gets $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Heather James Massage Therapist. It's half off. A $70 massage available now for $35. Heather James is a certified massage therapist, and it's her goal to make the highest quality massage as accessible and convenient as possible. Choose from many options, including Swedish, deep tissue, hot stone, and many more. Treat yourself to a massage or gift one for mom this Mother's Day. It's half off from Heather James Massage Therapist. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Lots of sunshine today. High today in the low 80s.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
7 o'clock.
Carolina baseball.
Russell throws to second base, and it's Omaha for Carolina.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
News, I'm Frank Setapani. New information is coming out on what General